You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Lawrence Parker. I'm a student support worker at Horton High School, but I also work at all the feeder schools into that. So the middle school is called Evangeline Middle School, Port Williams Elementary School, Wolfville Elementary School, and New Minas Elementary School. As a student support worker, my main job is to work with black students in the schools. So my caseload is probably, 96 with all the schools combined or whatever. The stuff that we get to do is with student as a student support worker, we get to have, or I get to have fun with the kids. I get to do a lot of the stuff that I love to do. I play guitar. I teach some kids how to play guitar. We do some music in the classroom. Now I'm doing some djembe drumming with the kids. I also do juggling. I do cartooning. So I get to throw all that in with the kids. I also go in the classroom sometimes and read storybooks, and I kind of do voices and screaming and hollering or whatever. But my job, I must say, I enjoy it, and I think it's because it's different every day. I'm at a different school every day, or in the afternoon I'm changing or whatever, and I just love it, the stuff that I get to do, and I feel like I'm doing something. Me and Crescendo, we put the word out about we wanted to do a gala, because we hadn't had one for years. So what we did, we put the word out to the black community, people that we know in the schools or whatever, and said this is going to be a fantastic time to celebrate African Heritage Month. In the Valley, we haven't did this for a long time. Like I said, years ago, we used to have a thing called Rally in the Valley, and it used to be at the Wanderland Hotel, which is down the road, which is gone now. So we haven't did anything for the black community or even just for the Valley to celebrate African Heritage Month. So we put it together, we get the word out, we got people telling other people, whatever, we got some acts together, and it's great. And I know that we would have had a bigger crowd tonight. We had a great crowd, but if it wasn't for the weather and the sickness that's going on, I still got a little bit of myself, but coming around, yeah. I've been going around, and they said, this is fantastic. Because I asked them, I said, do you think the ceremony was too long? And they said, no, it was just right. They said they learned so much, the history that was it. They loved your drumming group. They loved my kids coming out and drumming, the singers that we had or whatever. They thought it was fantastic. To be able to see some kids, especially from our black communities, performing and doing well like that. A lot of my students that I work with, you know, I used to say when I started as a student support worker that I work with students that are at risk. And there are some that are at risk of quitting or getting kicked out or whatever, but a lot of my students do great in school. They're honor students. They do very well in school, and they enjoy school. Now, one thing I do as a student support worker, we also do a lot of presentations. I do one on black history, and I get to talk about certain people. Because when I was in school, I always tell the kids, when I was in school, in junior high, the little bit we learned about black history was that there was a time when black people were slaves, and that was it. There was nothing told to us about the kings and queens and what great inventors and people did. We never learned that until mainly when we got out of school. After high school, we kind of learned it on our own. But I said, it would have been neat to know some of that stuff while we were in high school, because we'd never heard it before. One guy I think of is Willie O'Ree. Willie O'Ree was the first black hockey player in the NHL from New Brunswick or whatever. He has the same kind of story that Jackie Robinson had when he was the first black baseball player. And it was neat when I got to meet him at a camp called Camp Coogee Chugalia. We used to do it at Acadia University. And he told us his story of being the first black hockey player and what he went through, was skating around the ice and fans hollering at him, telling him to go back to Africa. And he was from Fredericton, New Brunswick. And they throw cotton balls out on the ice, and sometimes real black cats, and they tell him, go back to Africa, and what he went through. And he told us this one story, how he got in a big fight one night, and everybody in that crowd said, kill that N. And he said the referees had to take him and lock him in the locker room, and because the fans wanted to get to him, they wanted to kill him. And he said, boy, he sat there, because I asked him, I said, was there any time you felt like quitting? He said, during that game, he said, I'm sitting in the locker room, and I'm looking at that window, and he said, if I crawl out that window, I'll never come back and play hockey ever again. Anyways, he didn't crawl out the window, he stayed there, and he has hockey that's still going on today.
My name is Newman Parker. I'm 56 years old. I am off on medical retirement. I used to work as bridge police on the bridges in Halifax, the McDonald and the McKay, dealing with suicides and collisions and other events that happened on there. And that's what led me to be PTSD, to be where I am today on medical. And before that, I worked at ACA Chicken Plant, which I got carpal tunnel out of that, and My hands are not as good as they used to be. So this is why they're putting me off on a medical disability. Lawrence Parker, he's my cousin. The Clemenses are my people. And so I'm connected to them through family. And I have a big family. The Clemens family goes from Nova Scotia to Ontario down to the States and all over. And the Parkers is through the valley here, and there's a few in Ontario and a few scattered around. I love the African drums. I mean, I've always loved other cultures, and I've always loved their music. And tonight to come and see it live, and the job that was done tonight was beautiful. It just makes you see how other people lives in their country, and how they have their own music and we have our music. But the drums tonight, they were beautiful. The advice I'd give them today is to stay in school, to get their education. When I was younger, I quit school early, and I went back to school, but I had to work during the night and went to school during the day. And it is a hard situation when you've got to go to school and then go to work and get up the next morning and do it all over again. I wouldn't wish that on nobody. And I just wish the kids today would stay in school and realize what education is, because they can take anything away from you in life, but they cannot take your education.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.